Welcome back, everybody. It's DJ Jazzy Cat, and yes, it is a Wednesday, and yet another wonderful Wednesday. We've got Ann Canfield with us live again. She's always finding strength for somebody. Good evening, good afternoon to everybody, and hello, Ann. How are you?
I am doing wonderful today. Thank you,
Kathleen. You're welcome. You're welcome. So what do you got for us today? I know you're always bringing great stuff like you always do.
Today we are finishing our series for December, which is the series of giving. So today it is all about giving to yourself. What does that self-care look like in your world? And to be on your own side. And it's more, a little bit more than self-care, because it's the importance of recognizing what you need to be on your own side in order for you to be resilient. It's, you need to be resilient and have that strength in order to give to other people. So, Kathleen, I have to ask you, have you ever felt that sometimes all the giving drains you? Have you ever experienced that?
I personally have. Yes, I have. You try to help and sometimes it comes back and you are tired. I think it's a mental tired, Ann.
Right. Sometimes they even call it like compassion fatigue. So today we're kind of talking about how do we become more resilient in order to reduce that compassion fatigue. And some of it has to do with us recognizing our needs. And also some of it has to do with recognizing what actually fills us and to increase our self-validation. Arthur Brooks wrote a wonderful book called From Strength to Strength. And he talks about happiness is actually wants divided by needs, so that we actually reduce our needs because we learn to validate ourselves. And that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about. I actually have three tips for you today. And so the first one is going to be the importance of recognizing the wins for what you actually do for yourself and how it helps. Because sometimes we might not notice those things. And we don't notice the times where we have a wonderful cup of coffee or we get to sit down for 5 minutes and, you know, read a letter from a friend. And so we want to keep this in focus to give ourselves the point and to take that moment to see the good that is in our world and how we are giving to ourselves. Because our brain is continually listening to the self-talk between our ears and behind our eyes. So this exercise, when you can really take in the moment, actually let your brain know and register that this is important to you. And this is what good looks like. I'll give you an example. If I was sitting down right now and eating a green apple and eating a really good piece of fruit, I might literally be eating that apple and really kind of closing my eyes and really appreciating the taste of that apple, recognizing that I'm doing something good for my body, that I'm actually eating a good piece of fruit, and I'm taking care of myself. And I might even look around and look kind of what the atmosphere looks like if I'm in a quiet room and the time of day it is, and kind of reflect on how did I be able to get to this good moment? How did this happen? What did I do to set this up? So that I can tell my brain, this is really important. I want us to pay attention to this. And that's really what positive neuroplasticity is, literally us teaching our brains on how we learn and being able to learn how to learn for our brains to listen, because our brains will find what we tell it to seek. So I have to ask Kathleen, if you were to look at your day today, what was a good moment that you had today?
A good moment was actually in getting up. I love the outdoors. I love seeing the sun rise. So getting up in the morning and having a good cup of coffee that's really good is really important to start my day. As far as highlighting the most important thing today or the most fun thing, positive that has happened today, is I got to talk to you, one of them.
Aww.
And you're very much an inspiration for a lot of us here on the Chill Factor. Putting things into perspective, moving forward with a lot of stuff. I couldn't say that it was the best day, and I have to be honest, but yet I did find things that are somewhat of a happy. I'm trying to turn a negative into a positive, I always say.
I love that. I love that. And that's kind of that point of that. I know sometimes we kind of generalize it into the day or the week or the month, but sometimes it's that moment by moment that we can still register that in our brains and in our minds to recognize this was important, this was good. To your point, having that cup of coffee, I bet Kathleen right now, if you closed your eyes and you thought about that good cup of coffee and how you made it just right and how that tasted, that would feel good. That would land with you a little bit.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for just our brains to recognize, what does peace and joy feel like?
So you got to focus on that then, right?
That's exactly right. Yep. And it's the moment. Like, you're really trying to associate, for your brain to associate, this is what good feels like. This is what peace feels like.
Yep. Watching that sun come up is important in the morning to me.
Right. And that's that, it's that association that you're looking to bring into awareness, and you're looking to bring it into the foreground so that it's right up front, so that it's easily accessible when you need that good moment and you need that good feeling, so that your brain knows what that feels like. You've brought some attention to it. You know, and that's our tip number one, is recognizing those wins and really kind of focusing on them and saying, you know what good moment I had? I remember making that coffee, hearing that little ding, the coffee's ready, and drinking that cup of coffee and how good that was this morning. Or to your point, I love a good sunrise. I love a good sunset. When I look at that sun, the whole world stops. And there's this complete sense of peace and rest in my entire being for just a moment. And that's important. And that's how you're teaching your brain to take notice of that. So that's our tip number one. Our tip number two is, what needs do you have that you can provide to yourself? And this is important because it's not what you want from someone else, but it's what can you give to yourself for that self-validation. And it's one of those things to be able to say, you know, it's important to me. I'm a social person. It's important to me that I have 5 to 6 touch points each day. I like to talk to at least 5 to 6 different people. For me, I recognize I need that for me. But I don't need other people to provide that. I'm looking to say, I'm going to go out and find those people versus sitting around and waiting for 5 people to call me, if that makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes what we do is we're like, but somebody needs to take care of me, but somebody needs to call me. I'm waiting on somebody else to fill that need. But take a look and say, what can you do to initiate? If you know, hey, this is what I'm looking for and this is what I need, I'm going to initiate that for myself so that you're able to validate that for yourself. And then again, all of the other wonderfulness that comes to us, that's like icing on the cake. And it's something that you're not looking for other people to fill. And it makes it that much sweeter.
So you appreciate yourself for your self-worth. Yeah,
that's exactly right. You need to be sure that you are taking care of you and not relying on other people to fill that need.
Or your happiness.
That's correct, because the goal is to be able to say, I am going to be able to take care of what do I need, instead of saying, well, you know what? I'm not going to be happy unless this person does something for me today. I can't believe that they're not doing that for me. Instead of looking at it that way, well, hold on a minute. I'm a giving, loving person. I'm going to give something to somebody because that's going to fill me up. And I'm going to be able to validate myself that way. It's going to fill that need that I have, right?
Right, that void.
That's right. Like, I have a friend of mine who actually had, she was turning 60, and she's like, well, you know, it'd be really nice if, you know, my husband or my sons threw me a party. And I said, you know, you could throw your own party.
Absolutely.
He's like, what? He's like, throw my own party. I go, but if that's your need, if your need is that you really want to have a celebration for your 60th birthday, then you need to make that happen for yourself,
you know,
because you're worth it.
Definitely. You know what I did one year? I'll give you a synopsis. You know, our husbands sometimes are very interesting, right? As we are to the wives.
Yep. Yep.
Well, one year, a birthday party. You were just talking about a birthday party. The whole family forgot that I was turning 40 years of age. So what I did was I went to this is an example, and this is a true story. I went to the bakery, I bought myself a cake, and I wrote happy birthday to me on it.
Oh, I love that. And how did that make you feel?
Good. I ate it.
That's exactly, Kathleen, that is exactly what we're talking about.
True story.
That's exactly what we're talking about, is that we forget that we can give to ourselves, and it means just as much, if not more, because we should be our own
self-worth. BFF. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We should be our own BFF. We should be our own best friend.
Before you could give it to somebody else, you have to have it within. And I did.
And that's what positive neuroplasticity is all about.
And then I shared my cake with everybody.
That's exactly correct. And that made you feel good as well, right?
Yeah.
Giving it out to other people.
Yeah.
So that's our tip number two, is recognize what the needs that you need to provide for yourself, so that you're not waiting for somebody else to provide them. You're giving that to yourself, and you're validating yourself to see your own value. And there's nothing wrong with that, knowing that and being able to do that. And then number three is, where are the opportunities to increase your self-care? And this is a little bit of a hard one, but sometimes we need to recognize there might be things we need to let go of to make room for the good. One example is, we're not going to go to the convenience store for cookies, and or maybe we're going to watch less upsetting news stories. So I'm going to end with a story for you. It's one of my favorite stories. It's about a little girl and her father. And this little girl goes to the store with her mother, and she sees these fake pearls, and she begs her mom, please let me get the pearls, mommy. I want to get the pearls. And her mommy says, well, save your birthday money and you can get them next week. She goes to the store the next week. She gave her mother the money, and she got these beautiful, you know, little toy pearls, and she brought them home. Her father comes to tuck her into bed, and she says, daddy, daddy, look at my pearls. I love my pearls. And the father looked at them, and he noticed they were the little dime store pearls. And he goes, well, that's nice, dear. He goes, would you give me your pearls? And she goes, oh, no, daddy, I'll give you anything, but I'm not going to give you my pearls. And he said, no problem. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow. She goes to sleep. A week later, he comes in to put her to bed, and she's showing off her pearls. And the father goes, Sarah, will you give me your pearls tonight? She goes, oh, daddy, I'll give you this bear. I'll give you Lucy Bear. I'll give you anything, but don't take my pearls. He said, no worries. Good night. He comes in the next week to put her to bed, and she's sitting on her bed, and she's crying. And he goes over to her bed, and he looks at her, and he goes, why are you crying? She opens up her hands, and her fake pearls are in her hands. And she goes, Daddy, if you really want them, I'm going to give them to you. And he looks up at her and he takes her fake pearls out of her hand and he reaches into his pocket and he pulls out a beautiful strand of real pearls.
Wow.
He gives them to her. And this big grin comes across her face. And he looks at her and he said, sometimes we need to let go of something to receive something better. So I leave that story with you because sometimes we don't want to let go of something and we want to get something else first. And unfortunately, we have to let go of one thing completely, absolutely, before we're able to see and to hold something better. And that is all about what we can do to give to ourselves and recognizing how we can pour into being on our own side and self-validating, knowing our worth, because nobody knows yourself better than you do. And that is such a gift and such a blessing to be able to look in the mirror, give yourself a hug, and love yourself, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative. It's all yours and you own it. Love yourself. That is my message for today.
Beautiful. Gave me the chills. Absolutely wonderful. And keep up the good work. You're such an inspiration and it's very therapeutic every week to have you here on the Chill Factor. So we will talk again next Wednesday. And again, Finding Strength with Ann Canfield every Wednesday here on the Chill Factor. Thanks, Ann.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kathleen.
Okay. And we will talk soon. Have a good one. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.